You are listening to a Patreon exclusive episode of the Uncut Gems podcast. It's a special episode. I want to say this is the third entry in our 2024 Spike Lee Talking Joints project. Here on Patreon, we're covering all of his heavy hitters this year in what we're calling his major joints. And yeah, I should say hello to everyone. My name's Randy.
And my name is Jakub.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Yeah, I forgot to say hi at the very outset of the episode, but I'll do it now. Hi, everyone. Thanks for being with us. All right, first off, let's talk about our announcements. Grab your bulletins, as is sort of customary. We'll go through what is going on in the universe of Uncut Gems podcast, the Uncut Gemsiverse, I guess if you want to call it that. First off, and you may have heard the announcement by now, but just to mention it again, we're beginning a new tier on our Patreon. So just to let you know that this new tier exists, for $1 a month, you will get our main show episodes a wee bit early, and those main show entries will be slightly pared down. So we're cutting down on the marketing spiel for those episodes. We're just going to open the show, introduce ourselves, introduce any guests, and then just jump right into talking about the movie.
It saves like 4 to 5 minutes, honestly. Yeah, that's, so it's actually, that's the difference.
It's not insignificant.
but you get it 1 day in advance, so you know.
And then there's that. You get it a little bit early. And furthermore, at that tier, you won't have to hear me say, grab your bulletins. So all these little bonuses that are tied into that $1 a month. So that's begun.
You get to hear Grandy grab his bulletin for free on Spotify.
Precisely. That's where you get to hear me grab my bulletin. Okay. So that is happening. That's begun. So if you're hearing these announcements, you are not a member of that tier. Just saying, you're probably listening to this on the Patreon promo on our main show. So if that's the case, my voice is going to trail away after 15 minutes or so. But to access today's episode and all of our fine conversations, 2 years plus worth of conversations about film, you'll need to go to our Patreon, which you will find at www.patreon.com/uncutgemspod. And there you will find not only this episode, but a little over 80 episodes, I think is what our count is at. So in that, amongst those 80 episodes, there's a David Lynch marathon. There's a John Cassavetes marathon. We've talked about all of those filmmakers' directorial efforts. We have half of our Steven Soderbergh project, his big films, the Ocean's films, the Aaron Brockoviches, the Traffics, the Chase, they're all there. And we're off to a great start this year with our big Spike Lee project. So his big films are going to be here on Patreon. And we're off to a good start with our Catherine Bigelow career marathon. That's our 2024 project. So you can access all of that for $3 a month, £3, €3, £4.50 Canadian. So that's the rate, and that's what you get. And today, in a few moments, we'll be jumping into our Spike Lee career retrospective. So just hold on. We'll be getting to that. If you were with us last week, we released our Catherine Bigelow conversation number 3 for the year. We talked about Blue Steel. That was a great chat. On the main show on Uncut Gems this month, April 2024. Our theme is off the grid movies. So the tie in there will be First Blood. So in 2 weeks, check out maybe that episode.
Week. Is it even a week?
I think it's 2. I think I looked at it. And so I'll say 2.
Yeah. That's just, yeah.
1 or 2. It's the next one.
Because sometimes we just like promise, oh, it's in 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, like, we run out of Wednesdays.
Right. Yeah. So. According to how the schedule was written a week or so ago, which has flaws in it too, it's in a couple weeks. But at any rate, we're going to be talking about Rambo on our next episode, so watch for that. And then after that, towards the end of the month, we'll be coming back at you with another Bigelow film. And this month, I guess we're jumping out of Planes and Nixon Masks, right? So we're going to be talking about Point Break. So that's what's coming up on Patreon. So, you know, check that stuff out. All right. Now, before we get into this, just a quick thank you to all the good people out there who support us and you're there. You listen to our rantings. Thank you very much. Just sort of a big shout out to all of you, because we're not doing this for money. We're doing this for fun. And so the fact that there's, you know, a few you folks out there listening to us means a lot. It really does. So thank you. Thank you. And I'll take this opportunity to apologize to Yan, whose name I mispronounced. So I'm just a small town Canadian yokel, and I just wanted to correct the record.
It's so much fun, Chan.
Listening to this clip on repeat for 2 years hasn't really helped. But just a big thank you to everyone out there that supports us. So. So glad I got a great response from
holy shit,
the Flash family.
He was like, oh, it's Yan, not Jan. And I was like, because it's so much fun, Jan.
So, yes. I blame Jacob for that. All right.
So not even half as funny as my Spanish colleagues who just insist on calling me Jacob.
Yeah.
To my face sometimes.
Do you ever get the H sound? Jacob?
No, because I've learned in Spanish, the J is not exclusively H. Mm-hmm. Like you'll have Jose, but there's a name, say Josep. And it'll be Josep. And so that Jacob? Jacob, how are you?
Enunciation with us. Okay. All right. Let's get to it without any more ado or doo-doo for that matter. Because I've been nice and tight and nice and tight and concise on sort of getting to the point here. But anyway,
sorry.
No, that's what we do. We run it off course. So we're talking Spike Lee today. So this is our third major joint. I want to say that this is a big one. This is one of the biggies from Lee's filmography. Today, we are talking about the 1992 film, Malcolm X.
So I have to stand here today as what I was when I was born, a black man. Before there was any such thing as a Republican or a Democrat, we were black. Before there was any such thing as a Mason or an elk, we were black.
That's right.
Before there was any such thing as a Jew or a Christian, we were black people.
Teach them that.
In fact, before there was any such place as America, we were black.
Right.
And after America has long passed from the scene, there will still be black people. I'm going to tell you like it really is. Every election year, these politicians are sent up here to pacify.
Right.
They're sent here and set up here by the white man.
That's right. That's
this is what they do. They send drugs in Harlem down here to pacify us. They send alcohol down here to pacify us. They send prostitution down here to pacify us. Why, you can't even get drugs in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't get prostitution in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't get gambling in Harlem without the white man's permission. Every time you break the seal on that liquor bottle, that's a government seal you're breaking. Oh, I say it, I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
You know, some people call this hate teaching. This isn't hate teaching.
All right. Malcolm X was released in November 1992, directed by our guy of 2024, Spike Lee. It was written by Arnold Pearl and Spike Lee. There's a little bit of a history to the script. I'll get into that in a minute. Mm-hmm. It's based on the autobiography of Malcolm X, which was by Malcolm X and Alex Haley, helped Malcolm X deliver that book. It was produced by Marvin Wirth. So that's a name from our past a little bit, because he was the producer of Lenny. So it's produced by Marvin Wirth and also Spike Lee. Malcolm X stars Denzel Washington, Angela Bassett, James McDaniel, Albert Hall, Al Freeman Jr., Delroy Lindo. This is his first appearance in a Spike Lee film. One of many more roles of his that we're going to see this
First
year.
Of many.
Teresa Randall, Kate Vernon, and Spike Lee himself, of course, plays another role. And you get, I'm just going to mention that there's a number of cool, interesting little cameos in here, too, by well-known actors. You've got Christopher Lee show up, Wendell Pierce, Giancarlo Esposito is back, Debbie Mazar, Peter Boyle, David Patrick Kelly. And then there's some real-life figures, and we'll talk about them as well. Like we've got
it's
Nelson.
Christopher Plummer in it, too. Yeah, I think it is.
Yes, sorry. I meant to say Christopher Plummer. Did I say Christopher Lee?
Yeah, I was just like, what? Did you see Christopher Lee? I was just trying to kind of just,
no,
just
I did
think
not.
Of someone. I was just like,
thank you. No, yeah, Christopher Plummer. Christopher Plummer, my bad.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the guy.
He's the priest, the yes. prison chaplain.
Yes, and he's also an inside man, as I recall, too. So this is the first Lee film of his. Okay. Cinematography again is done by Ernest Dickerson, and music again is done by Terrence Blanchard. And the story, I didn't need ChatGPT's help on this one. This is a pretty easy plot summary. Malcolm X is a biopic of Malcolm X. It tells the story of Malcolm Little, who would grow up to become Al-Haj Malik El-Shabazz, and also known as Malcolm X, an important voice of the civil rights movement to come out of the United States. Film follows Malcolm X from his young adulthood, when he was an extremely bright, petty hustler and scammer, I'm going to say, and felon, to his incarceration, where he would change his life views. He would join the Nation of Islam shortly after being freed, and then from there become a very well-known voice for Black empowerment in the late 50s and 60s. And then we also get his whole story right until his assassination. And the story also includes a number of flashbacks, which Spike Lee throws in there that goes back to tell a little bit about Malcolm X's parents. So,
did you know I just asked GPT to write a synopsis of Malcolm X in the form of "Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
Yeah. Do you want to give us a verse?
"'Twas the night before revolution, when all through the land, not a soul was staring, not even a stand. The streets were silent under a darkened sky, as Malcolm X pondered with a purpose so high. With visions of justice dancing in his head, he fought for equality, no more to be misled. From his youth in turmoil, I think you should probably read it. From his youth in turmoil to his rise in the fight, Malcolm X battled oppression with all of his might." Okay, I'm going to leave it there. It's like three more verses.
Also good. But sometimes, especially with Spike Lee films, like these plot synopses have been little adventures because, you know, Lee has so much to say. And, you know, as far as plot goes, you could say that they're meandering. This one is just the dude's life story. So anyway. Behind the scenes, as I mentioned, this is based on a book. The book's title, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, was released in 1965 posthumously. Alex Haley had begun working on the book with Malcolm X, and he proceeded to finish it in the weeks and months after Malcolm X's assassination. Producer Marvin Wirth, he purchased the rights in 1967 to the book, and Wirth, like I'm going to say a year later, commissioned James Baldwin to write a screenplay. So James Baldwin was a screenwriter and novelist, and he was later joined to turn it into a big project.
James Baldwin is a certified angry guy.
Yeah. As well. And he was later joined on the project by another writer, Arnold Pearl. And Wirth, now this is an interesting piece too. So Marvin Wirth actually knew Malcolm X, had met him a couple times in New York in the 1940s, back when Malcolm was known as Detroit Red. And insofar as Marvin met him, Malcolm was selling weed, I guess, at the time. So anyway, so Wirth was always sort of interested in this guy that grew into this civil rights leader. So that's what drew him to the project. In 1971, in a separate project, Marvin Wirth made an Oscar-nominated documentary about Malcolm X. So that's sort of an interesting little side note. But the drama that we're talking about today, that Wirth was working on, it was really slow to get going, slow to get traction, slow for Baldwin and Pearl to get the...
If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, Head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.